You're listening to Weekend Edition. As a child growing up in Atlanta, artist and printmaker Jennifer Mack Watkins' curiosity was fueled by thumbing through her local library's card catalogs and then following those threads. Such is the manner in which Mack Watkins came to create the works in her first museum solo show, Children of the Sun, up now at Brattleboro Museum and Arts Center. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi, thank you.
Jennifer, Children of the Sun uses the imagery of kids' dolls as this narrative framework to celebrate Black bodies and Black voices. Tell me your inspiration.
Because I just wanted to research during COVID times and find something that would bring me joy in a time of disaster. One place would lead me to another place. So like research is like a really big part of who I am as an artist. And so I ran across W. Du Bois, The Brownies Book, which was a monthly magazine that ran for about a year. And I found these beautiful photographs of children that families and would send in photographs of their children. And I found joy in looking at the photographs that families submitted. I found joy in looking at the faces. I found joy in looking at the games that were displayed in the book and poetry and illustrations. So it just took all that and put it into one book, which was incredible. For me, just growing up in the South and not having access to like stories that were about my own culture, and I remember ever, you know, learning about was Tar Baby and like plantation and slavery. I know that my parents did everything that they could to make sure that they provided me with like, you know, about my own culture and like light years later, taking care of my own children. I have a daughter and a son. Now there is a lot more accessible books and toys, but back growing up for me, it wasn't that. I wanted to make sure that, you know, the work that I created for this exhibition, it also remembers like how important it is to make sure there are representation of all children, particularly African-American children, and how there needs to be positive representation and using historical people to remember the past, but also remember how important we can go forward in the future.
Can you talk more about the inspiration that came from Grafton, Vermonter Daisy Turner?
The connection is that when I first was asked by the curator of the show, and I was like, what? I've never been to Vermont. Like, what's happening there? And so I thought, in order for me to really, you know, connect with Vermont, I wanted to find out African-Americans who have lived in the Vermont area. I found out about Daisy Turner because I was looking for specifically a female in like in the mid 1800s, you know, to like early 1900s. And I found her. And so through research, I reached out to Andy Klovos at the Vermont Folklife Center. You know, he sent me books about her. He sent me audio. He sent me photographs. And so from there, that really sparked my research. And so I wanted to know more about her childhood. Reading through the book and listening to the audio, I fell across the story of her Dolly poem. And so basically she was asked by her teacher, they're doing it like a, you know, like a poetry contest. And her teacher was trying to give her like a doll that was stereotypical. Her teacher gave her a poem, but she wanted to really change it all together. And she didn't really feel connected with what the teacher had wanted her to say. But she just took matters into her own hand. And then she, you know, she made up a new poem and she read it out loud.
Yeah, Jennifer, let's pause here for a second and listen to a little bit of Daisy Turner's voice. This is, in her own words, a recording from Vermont Folklife Center.
And I said, you needn't crowd my dolly out, although she's black as night. And if she is at the foot of this show, I think she'll stand as good a chance as the dollies that are white.
And that recording from Vermont Folklife Center, the actual voice of Daisy Turner talking about that doll poem that, in part, Jennifer, you're saying was an inspiration for your Children of the Sun exhibit that's up now at Brattleboro Museum and Arts Center.
She went against the teacher. She went against her father. You know, she thought people would be really upset at her, but actually she won the contest because she gave her doll a voice. She gave all that character to a doll. And I thought, wow, this is perfect. And that's where the body of work began.
And you use excerpts from Daisy Turner in the exhibit at Brattleboro?
Right. When you come in, you'll be greeted by an old historical photograph of Daisy Turner with a hat on. And there'll be an area where you'll be able to hear two poems. One poem will be the original poem, audio that I got from Vermont Folklife Center, of the Dolly poem that is actually recited by Daisy. And that was recorded by Jane Seebeck, who also wrote the book about her. Also, you'll hear a contemporary poem in response to the Dolly poem and story in my exhibition as well, the poem written by the writer Fayemi Shakur. I wanted to have the sense of like not only visual by looking at photographs and you know, connecting historical references and also my own interpretation, but I also wanted to have the sound. Whenever I heard the story, I was deeply connected just by her voice.
And Jennifer, I'm looking at a close-up of one of the lithographs from Children of the Sun, an image of a doll. It's beautiful. It's dressed up and there's like stars and things around its head. Can you describe more about what you were trying to say with this particular image?
It's like a space scene. The backgrounds of the dolls were like celestial and like stars. But then I wanted to make like a real space scene where Gideon and May are walking on the moon. And so it's like, there's like stars in the background, there's sun in the sky. And like the whole purpose of that diptych is anything you imagine can happen. You know, no one can stop you from whatever you would like to think about your own future. It's funny, when I opened the print to like send it to Brattleboro, my daughter was like, that's me. And that's my brother. Like immediately, there were dolls, but she saw herself and all the work that I created. And I thought that was really, really remarkable. So hopefully people will see themselves in the work that I create.
That's artist Jennifer Mack Watkins. Her new exhibit called Children of the Sun is up now at Brattleboro Museum and Art Center through June 13th.